Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program, and we're now in a different month, which means we're in November. Time moves on. And November 2nd, this is the Wednesday show, 2011, and this one here is kind of dedicated, we would say, to self-empowerment and how the Lightship works for healings. We do have a sponsor on tonight, which is Larry, so he'll have his questions coming forward shortly here. And if anybody would like to call in, I think the 888 number is the only one available tonight. So you can call in on that number. I don't have it handy here, but maybe Carrie has it coming up here. So here we go. We'll do an emotional clearing for those who may wish to have an emotional clearing. A sample. This will help you out for one particular incident that you had. So here we go. One sample clearing. Think of a situation. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And a question here I see about the hollow earth. I have no information about that. I'm sorry. I haven't done any work there in that. I have been in the underground bases, which is not what I would consider the hollow earth. There's people that say they've been down there and different things like that. But for my information, I'm sorry, Susanna, I have no information on that at all. So, Carrie, are you out there somewhere?
I am, yes. Hi, and good evening, everybody. November the 2nd. Oh, I'm getting a really loud echo of myself. Don't know if that can be fixed. Can you hear me clearly, Ron?
You sound great for me, yeah. Maybe it's
okay.
Just...
All right, good. Okay.
Hey, you're good to go.
I'm sorry?
You sound great.
Oh, well, thank you. So we do, I was put on hold a little there, and I didn't hear everything you said, Ron, but I think you probably mentioned that we have a sponsor tonight, so Larry's going to be with us this evening. And before we jump over to Larry, just in case, I'm sorry, one more time? Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. So what was I going to say? I just lost my train of thought there. Oh, yes. In case I don't get time at the end of the show, I just wanted to mention for everybody that Ron's November intensive is coming up very soon. In about 10 days, the Saturday four-hour session is on November the 12th. And then the Sunday, the three consecutive Sundays are the 13th, 20th, and 27th. So, Ron, do you want to do a quick little mention of what that is about for any potential listeners from your all your October expos, and then we can bring Larry on?
Yeah, the eight-hour calls, we start with a four-hour on Saturday, and then from there we go into three consecutive Sundays to the end of the month here. The first one is the 12th, and we go 13, 20, and 27. And these are eight-hour calls on Sunday starting California time, would be 10 o'clock, and Pacific Standard Time is 1, and we take out the alien parasitic life forms from people. I didn't do too much of that in New York here, but they are with us. These are the octopus and jellyfish energies and just many, many things that will cause you poor health, and we do eight-hour calls on these to get them out of you, and you just start feeling better once they're gone. And that'll be coming up again. We didn't do anything last month in October. Now we're starting off again in November. And if you wish to have an email sent to you, why not just go into the email list, or we send out another email maybe end of the week or first part of next week here. So, and if you need to contact me, use healing@creationlightship.com. The Creation Lightship at Yahoo right now is not up and running, but it will be shortly. Just need to figure out what's going on with that. So do healing@creationlightship.com. Okay, so I guess we could probably, we have a request here, a robotic clearing for 1111, so we could do that here. Here we go. So everybody, just kind of see how your body responds. And we'll first clear the 11, and we'll just see how this works with robotic clearing. Just see where it affects your body. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now the second 11, see where this energy is being connected to you with, that we're about. And just see if you have any ease of movement in your body. So the second 11 from 11-11. 1, releasing that. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. So I guess, I'm sorry, it's a little hard for me to speak. I'm hearing everything come back. So I guess maybe I'll go on mute and we'll bring Larry on the line. So Larry, welcome. Thank you so much for sponsoring. And why don't you take it away?
Okay. Thank you for being here, everybody. I appreciate you showing up. I'm Larry, and today is November 2nd, 2011, on Wednesday, and my discussion with Ron tonight is basically, typically about the clone blockage, how to identify it and heal it by evaluation of what the symptoms are within us. So my first question is, how do timelines and clone bodies relate to people in their lives?
Okay. Well, the timelines do bring in clones. So we're talking about clones that live with you, attached to your skeleton system. So what you have is the clones come into you, and they're all lined up sharing a timeline. Remember, you could be on 100 timelines at once, but you may only have one that you're on consciously. So the other ones are bleed-through ones. This is like when you have deja vu or dreams, etc. So you are on many timelines, but as you're listening to me right now, you're on one timeline that you have consciously, okay? Even though you could be in other timelines, listen to me also. And that would be the light of the darkness timelines. So the way it works is that the clones come into your body according to an emotional issue. If you had no emotions, we'll say if you were in a generation, if you were not generating emotions, which is duality, which is a darkness energy, then you would not have any timelines. So this is the way the Utes, these unwanted universal travelers, connect to you. Now, about symptoms. So they can bring you symptoms because, remember, the clones are created from your DNA. So that's why they look like the way you look. So that's a piece of light that is stolen by the darkness, and it creates a body. So you have one little grain of sand from your body light energy creating your whole physical body. It should be all of you there, but only one piece of you, one little grain of sand is there, and that's true of your spirit too. And so your body can have things activated in the DNA from the clones because they have to create you some way. And then from there, you could be dealing with that emotional issue with that one clone only. Now, as you change emotional issues, as your day moves forward in time, other clones may come into you with another emotional issue. This is why we see personality changes, why people's writing might change, why they may have different thoughts during the day, because all of a sudden a different clone will come in. And a lot of times they're very smooth in coming into your body because that's the way they run the program. They stop time. One clone leaves, another one comes back in again. So they do bring forth the emotional issues that you're dealing with because they want to get the mileage from your spirit, which is energizing you, your body, and the mind of the darkness thoughts, because it will connect to that. So the whole thing is they're stealing light from you. And in the process of stealing light, they're getting a lot of energy, and that's what they're doing. So they have the clones to do that. So we're just talking about the clones that replicate you. And do the clones have emotions? Yes, of course they do, because you have emotions. Now, when you're here more fully present with your real body, then you're going to find that the emotions probably are very, very dampened because your body's made of light, and you don't have to go through all those emotional roller coaster rides. And that's kind of the gist there. So they can bring forth emotional problems and also physical problems, because that's how they live off of you through the clones. Now, if you have a clearing, let's say you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing or any other clearing, the light is actually taken away from you clones during that clearing. That's why people say they feel so much better, because those clones are released from you. What I'll be putting up will be another clearing, which will be a little more complicated, but it'll actually be dealing with emotions directly to zero in on ones that you may be dealing with that was brought forth in your DNA from the past. And that's your issues that you have. So, like I said, if you stay in the present moment and you don't maybe see other people who are activating your DNA to bring forth more problems in your life, then if you just stay in peace energy and not interact with people on an emotional level, then you won't be bringing forth these energies, and the clones could possibly leave you. But normally the clones live life through you, and that's who you think you are. So hopefully I answered that question for you, Larry. Back to you again.
Yes, that sounds good. And also, my other question is, it seems important to distinguish the difference between the clone blockage and the human duality within us to understand ourselves. Can we get a healing for discernment?
Sure, here we go. So discernment is what you probably want to use when you're pretty much heart-centered. But if you're completely heart-centered, then it's going to be hard to discern, because you won't have any real discernment there. It'll be peace. Remember, when you're in peace, there's no questions. There's no answers and no questions. Everything is in peace, because you're not judging the light. When you judge the light, then you're in duality. So you want to back out of duality, back out of judgment, and get into discernment to actually look on how you want to run your life. So here we go. We'll do a clearing here to put you into discernment. So think of a question, and then we'll see how that works for you. I'll just run the energy to move you more into discernment, to maybe analyze what's happening versus being in judgment where you're responding to it. And for discernment, you don't have any reaction to it. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Larry.
Okay, so if we have a clone blockage, aren't there components in us that we could work on one at a time, release them so our natural self can radiate through the physical body, feel more at home with ourselves?
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing. Will be that same type of clearing, yeah, to get rid of these. You probably have 100,000 clones, maybe even more. So, you know, don't be alarmed. This is the way life is here. You're just getting the information. You know, it's like if I were to tell you, you know, walking out on the freeway could be dangerous to your life if you go on in rush hour with a blindfold on, and you go, wow, Ron's really telling me some heavy-duty stuff here. You know, this is very negative. Well, that's the fact. So it's better to be empowered to know what's happening than to wonder why your life is, we'll say, going to hell in a handbasket, or why people, you know, bring stuff up to you. So that's the whole process. The clones are what we're dealing with here. And I can't bring anybody into ascension if you're a clone. That's the bottom line. So for me, it's very discouraging and disappointing, because people are clones here. And I've seen that, you know, for quite a while, and now it's very apparent as I watch people in front of my eyes, you know, when I do the clearings change, and everybody else sees it too. So it's not me deciding this or trying to figure something out. You know, it happens real time. So once they change, they go, wow, I feel much better. I can see colors brighter. My body feels better. Some people actually change the height of what they are. Might gain an extra half an inch to an inch sometimes. Remember, it depends what alien race replicated you. And maybe they're not completely, you know, perfect on their programs. Remember, your body's a program, a clone program. and you know, it's quite interesting to watch people. But anyway, that's the clearing will help to get these out of you. And then you can be really heart-centered as you start getting more of yourself returned to you. And it will land here. And how long it's going to take you to do that, I have no idea. I know there's lots of them here. And how long are you going to stay being a human versus a clone? That I can't answer either. I would say some people that I've worked with could probably hold it maybe 4 hours. So that's about all that I can really indicate to you. And the more you have your real body with you, connected to your skeleton, the better off you are and the better you're going to feel. So back to you, Larry.
Okay, so Ron, you said that a clone could be maybe a half inch to a full inch. Is that what you said?
Yeah, they could be taller. Some people actually said they felt taller once they became human. Once you became a real person here, some people actually felt better and taller. And that's kind of the way it works.
Okay.
Well, it's really difficult or interesting to talk about this. It's like all you guys are clones out there. But once you do some of these clearings and you finally understand that and you can see the difference in people and they're not glowing, when you become human, you're glowing and everybody else is really flat. It's like you become three-dimensional, but everybody else is just like... looking at something with not much energy, and they look very dull, and there's no presence around them like a real human would have. Back to you, Larry.
Okay. So it seems that a clone configuration in the body seems to be, and the timeline seem to be something like an irrigation system, where you have the time control panel that works off the water valve. Let's say four lines that go in different directions. And then you have the timelines that may work with the clones that communicate to the individual or made through an implant that works through the human expression. Does that sound about right to you? And maybe multiple personalities could tie into that?
I didn't quite get that completely. Could you maybe rephrase that, Larry?
Okay, it seems that the timelines and the clones that work through a person is like an irrigation system, that you have the time control panel, the electrical lines are like the timelines that turn the valves on and off, and that's like the communication system of the clones that work through the system of the individual when he communicates to one another. Does that sound basically the way it seems to be working through one another?
I think that would be a yes. I'll get Carrie on. How does that sound to you, Carrie?
So, Larry, are you saying that the sprinkler, like the water jets, would be different timelines? Is that what you
Well,
mean?
I'm saying that the electrical lines from the water time panel, they turn the water on and off, and they control the time, like the timelines. And then the clones, they're like the water lines and sprinklers that go on and off, and they work through the human expression is what I'm saying. It's like a irrigation system with the electrical panels controlling the water lines, which are the communication system of the individual. You've got the timelines, and you've got your clones that express the water system that's going off on the irrigation system.
Yeah, that could be an analogy, I think. I think that would, if I have the visual correct, I think that would be accurate, Larry, yes.
Yeah, so the clones come in and they live life through you, and you could have 100 clones on one timeline in maybe 10 minutes, okay? So one clone will come in and do something, another clone will leave, another one will come in again. You can be running clones all the time, depending on your emotional energy. And that's kind of the way it works, unfortunately. I don't like talking about this too much, but that's what I'm finding, and it's... you know, it's very strange. I did a clearing for people's dogs the other day, and I also did one for plants. If you have any plants in your room, I will make those to become real. Remember, everything in your room is a clone, okay, energy. Now, where is the real one? Well, all the real ones are probably on one real timeline. And everything else is a replica, even though it can work. Your TV can work fine, but it could change energies if I were to make it become real. In fact, let's do your computer. We'll just see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. I have never worked with a computer before, making a computer real on this timeline, but here we go. And maybe you might bring the light beam up or something, something you can actually view. You probably just have maybe the fast chat up, and that's just text. So here we go. Find out what happens. So we'll take this out and make it real. So one, two, three, four. It doesn't feel too good. Five.
No, it doesn't.
Six. Oh, man. I wonder if we got... This feels bad. Probably because all the programs in it. Remember, we're getting rid of programs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Each one of those, each time I count, it's a new computer coming in front of you. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Poor Danny, this is the first time I heard this show. Well, this will be interesting.
Uh-oh.
You're going to be expanded out.
Hang in there.
So let's see. We'll go to 20, 21. I better increase them here. So 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100. 110, 120, and 130 replicas. Okay, now we're going to make your computer real. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So this is probably the original creation of your computer someplace from the factory, okay, where it was created. So I don't know if you're going to sense a change. You know, it's like that, the words from Van Halen. Let's see, what is it? Contact is all it takes. You sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in, something like that. And I'll do your plants. Everybody get some plants here. Look at your plants. If you can zero in on them or just get them in front of you, I'll make your plants real as opposed to a replica plant. Remember, the aliens have to recreate the movie screen, whatever you're looking at with your eyeballs, okay, they have to recreate that. And this thing gets changed. It could be changing every 5 minutes. So you wonder where your keys went. Well, it's on some timeline someplace, which is a parallel lifetime. So here we go, everybody. Get your plant and just look at it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little more energy here. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There we go. I'm going to make your plants real, so the next clone will come out, and the real plant will come in, wherever it is in the Beyondo. So here we go. We've got a 21 clone, so here it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And look at your plants now. And if you're slightly sensitive, you're going to find out that they are radiating a lot of peace energy to you. And you can probably feel the energy in the whole room change instantly as they become real. So, I guess back to you, maybe Carrie.
Okay, that computer one was really weird. I was feeling a lot of stuff in my teeth. My front teeth were aching like crazy, and I think the jawbone that they're set in, I felt a lot of stuff in there, and I did not expect to. My plant is looking. Let's have a look. Plant looks good. I didn't see anything move when you did it, but it definitely looks brighter. And Danny, I just want to say to Danny, welcome to the show. You're going to have quite a ride tonight. You've jumped in the deep end here this evening with Larry's bringing up lots of interesting questions about the whole clone situation. So just to recap really quickly for Danny, Ron, I'm just going to say that all these clones exist. The way I visualize it is kind of like a deck of cards. With, you know, however many cards, and each card is a clone, and they're kind of stacked in all directions based on what emotion they're attached to us through. So Ron was just saying we have many that come in one.
Hey, so what we could do is we have had a beep there. Did someone come online as a caller?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, if it's related to clones and stuff, yes, that'd be great, and self-empowerment.
Yep. That's what it is. A few years back, you told us that you hardly saw any clones in New York City.
Yeah, that's correct.
A few years went by, and you started saying you're seeing them everywhere, and now most recently, you're saying that the whole planet is cloned. So
that's what I'm finding, yes. Uh-huh.
Is,
I saw that in L.A. and also, here, yes. Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to understand what changed. Was it your ability to see them, or was it the amount of them in our environment?
It could be both. I don't know what to say on that one.
Okay, because I'm wondering about...
Remember, the aliens want to take people away for ascension, so the best way is just to keep your physical body somewhere else.
Okay, so you're actually talking about our physical bodies, like mine right now could be a whole clone body, and my physical body could be someplace else.
Definitely, yes, uh-huh. And it could be spread out into, 10,000 timelines. Remember, just a little piece of you. It's not that that you see in your body is going to be whole. It just takes a little divine spark in it to recreate the DNA. Okay, so like one grain of sand, we'll say, could recreate your whole physical body in the DNA, but your true spirit and your true body would be much more than that.
Right.
That's the trick. That's what they do, is they stretch us out as much as they can to get the least amount of energy in us to replicate your spirit and to replicate your physical body, and they're both of light. So they're stealing light in both directions, body and spirit.
So what restrains them from actually just stealing our whole body? Why do they have to leave a little piece of us here?
Because they have to have that piece here in order for you to have energy to emit to them, because they use that light energy in you to steal. If you didn't have that light energy, they could not touch anything in you or work on your emotions, because there's no light energy. They want to steal light, and they use that through your emotions.
Okay.
That would be like the carrier wave, your spirit of light, that little one piece of grain of sand, and one piece of grain of sand that created your DNA is like the carrier wave, and then the emotions get brought forth on top of that. It's modulated.
Okay. Now, this past Saturday, you said that the Earth spirit had gone from 42-43% up to 80%. And when we started out, when you first started your business, what were we, about 3%, was it?
We're down to about 3%. Right now it's 89%.
89, so we've got even higher.
On a pretty high, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Down this evening and may get it up to 100%.
Beautiful. Now, the question is this, did this have anything to do with those bases that were removed in this past 2 weeks?
I would probably say yes. I can't guarantee it, but, yeah, there was a lot of work done on those, yeah. And right now they're about 150 miles down, so I would say probably yes, but I cannot guarantee that, but I would say more than likely yes. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that I'm not consciously aware of, even though I could be involved with it personally. But, I don't look around for stuff all the time. When I need to find out, I will look. Or if I'm involved with something, I'll know about it if it's something that's pretty bad. But normally I don't venture out to look at things. I have too much other stuff going on in my life to deal with this completely.
Yeah. What I'm trying to understand is it hovered at 40, 42, 43% for years. And so I was wondering, what do you ascribe the more than doubling to, and now even more than that, you're saying is probable and possible. What was the one event? Could you look and just give me an idea of what caused this?
I don't know. A lot of it may have went up when the Andromedan ship got taken over. Destroyed, okay. That's possible. I can't guarantee that, but there was a lot going on. I'm only aware of a few events, but somehow the Earth spirit got freed from where it was held captive, whether it was underground or above ground. You know, I just don't, I honestly can't answer.
Might it have had something to do with technology being turned off?
It would be from the Earth Spirit being stolen, so they happen to find the Earth Spirit.
Nice. Okay, I was trying to figure out what it was that it took years to discover it, that makes such a huge leap all of a sudden.
That's like finding gold, buried gold in your backyard, you know, you just know where to take.
Exactly. Well, we've also got now, there's Andromedan contactees taking credit. The Andromedans are telling them they're taking credit for blowing up Draconian and some other kind of underground races in the Middle East and the Gulf of Aden, etc. Is there independent actions like that going on at the same time, or are they just taking credit for the Creation Lightship stuff?
I'd say they're probably just taking credit. I haven't seen any of those races. In fact, to my knowledge, the United States of America military is not enlisting aliens to work with them, except for ones that, you know, are doing the time traveling, which would be humans. So
right.
I don't see that much, if any, alien intervention. In fact, I really don't want any aliens helping out, because then I got to try to put them back together again when they get wasted, you know, and, you know, blown up or disintegrated. So I just, you know, I'd rather not have them here. It's much easier to have forces that live here. Remember, the people that live here initially, you know, may have caused the problems, and so now these people here now are cleaning it up. So they're all humans doing this work.
Yes.
And, you know, and they could still be human clones also, but I'm not going to even get into that. I'm just trying to keep it very simple.
Yeah.
It could go on into the Beyondo very quickly and go sideways. So,
what I see
is that the people that live in this planet, that have lived and are living, are helping out in a massive alien war to save the planet, basically. So they're up front doing all this here.
Yeah, because like the Andromeda contactees are not claiming any U.S. military involvement. They're simply saying the Andromedans are saving your planet. They're blowing up the underground installations. They're the good guys. So you.
Yeah, what I'll do for everybody, I do this at the workshop that I had, and we'll bring in. I'll bring in a few of the forces here. This is if you wish, and I'll bring in the military into your room. And you need to just tell them to leave, okay? After they leave, okay? They'll probably be gone, but typically this is what I would suggest doing. So here comes the United States of America. Elite underground military force, and you might feel them line your wall here. And your energy will probably get negative. Now, if you were negative before, which you're probably not now, but if you were and they came in, it'd feel positive. But normally when you start running more of the light energy, it may feel a little heavy, and that can be possible. So here they come. I'll count to 10, and this is if you wish to have them come in. It's up to you. It's your choice. And I'll bring in some of the other groups, and they... It was really nice when I did that. I really enjoyed it because they all have their own personality. So here's the United States boys here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And you might feel the energy. They all do stronger if you want to have a little bit stronger for you. So stronger. Here. Okay, so kind of... sense the energy around you in your room. Now we're going to bring in, we'll take the American soldiers away here. There we go. And I'll bring in the Russians. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And stronger. Strong, I think they're smoking. Stronger. I'm going to have vodka here. I don't know. Hang on a minute. Butter. So here we go. Stronger. Have a reaction to there?
Yeah.
Carrie?
Maybe they're trying to sleep. I'm yawning.
Okay. So that's the Russians. Okay. Here we go. We'll ask them to leave now. Now we'll bring in the French. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and next, ask him to leave now. And I'll bring in the British. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And you can ask them to leave. So they're leaving. And I guess I'll bring in the Germans next. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and stronger, 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 and stronger. Ask them to leave now. And since we have some Canadian people, we'll bring them on here. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and ask them to leave. And we'll bring in the soldiers from Africa. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so, and we get the ones from down under in Australia here. Here we go. So, this is your choice again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll ask them to leave now. There's many more I could probably bring in, but that's just a sampling for you. So ask them to leave. Thank you so much. So you may have felt their personalities, may have felt the room change, and it's all quite different. So those are the ones that are fighting in the underground tunnels to get rid of the aliens. So I guess probably back to you, Ed, or Carrie there.
Okay, well, I do have a question. The Andromeda clone factory ship that was the size of Texas and hovering over Texas, that had been in operation for a while. It's anything that big must have been putting out a lot of output as a manufacturing facility. What were they doing with all those clones? Is that why there's so many people that you now see as being replaced here? Is that the reason? How many did they put out?
I have no idea, but I know there's multi-levels on it. I just don't know, but and there may be more of these out there. So you don't know if there's an
army being built or if it was just used on the humans, civilians?
Yeah, just on the humans here on the surface, I think.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Welcome, Ed. So I guess back to you, Carrie. Maybe we'll see if Larry needs any other help or any questions that he may have there, too.
Yeah, Larry,
can we get a mental healing then at this point, Ron?
Mental healing. Healing. So think of something you want to have, a mental thought that you may have that keeps recycling or something, tormenting you, we'll say. Here we go, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just see how that feels here. Okay. Gets back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Larry, do you have any more questions on your list there that you'd like to bring up? We have about 10, 15 minutes left.
Yes, I do. So would God be like a clone spirit that works through different individuals, like predominating spirit leads the other ones or the other clones through the body system?
Well, it depends what alien that would be God energy, you know, which one you're looking at. So will they interfere or have a program? Yeah. So that's what I would guess. Everything is programmed and everything is mind control. So that's what you're dealing with on the clones is controlling your mind and your body. And then they have a body that works with both of these. So it just depends how, you know, they're doing that to you. But yeah, the different races would be the different god energies.
Okay, all right. So I guess their trickery is that they're going to people and save them in some way, and their trickery is that they're really overthrowing the people, draining them, reconfigurating the whole and liquidating them out so they can have more control over him. People are running after them thinking that they're getting some kind of salvation or some kind of benefits from them when they're really being liquidated out.
Yeah, well, you have to realize that the dark side will give you a lot of emotional ahas, okay, and stuff like that when you have feelings or when you need a validation. Where the light almost always will not do that because it doesn't give you anything that's really tangible, okay, where the dark side will give you that warm, fuzzy feeling sometimes, where the light typically will not. I'm not saying that your body won't respond feeling better, but it won't go through the emotions.
I know one trick that they have. Are you still there, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay, so one trick they have is that people are trying to win the contest or campaigns right now, and they're working on winning, and who cares about who's going to win? Is it going to put food on the table or light in the heart of humanity where they can get along with one another better? Shouldn't they campaign more for helping people instead of who's going to win?
Yeah, I can't really get into politics too much. Like I mentioned, if everybody did a mind to heart drop every hour or so and they told their neighbors to do it, we'd probably be in peace within a week here, the whole planet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up to you people out there to tell your friends. I'm doing what I can on BBS Radio here. So, and also the different places that I go to on the expo. So I'm doing my job here, but it's up to you guys to be the grassroots people to tell everybody. That's the bottom line. So the whole thing is we just need to become heart-centered, and then from there you want to get rid of the clones that are controlling you. So you need to have clearings done to do that. So that's the whole process, and it's not that it's, you know, really bad news, just what the facts are. And the facts are that we need to get back to our physical body and our spirit energy with us. That comes in between that, takes away your free choice, free will. Well, I'll turn it back over to Carrie here.
Okay, and Ron, I'm just going to add on that note of that it's up to us to tell other people about what you're doing and what we will need to do. The one of the recent free clearings that you put up, the 2000-year barcode for the fear of the light and misinformation, believing misinformation about the light, is a really great clearing to do on your friends. And I would recommend doing it before you bring up any CLS information. I've had some really, really great results with that clearing with people that I had previously told who'd absolutely wigged out at me about it, and then I've done the clearing, and all of a sudden they're either completely calm and neutral about the information, and with one friend, they've become very interested and are asking lots of questions. So for us, that clearing is enormously helpful in terms of trying to spread Ron's message. So, and I just want to bring up one other quick question that's popped up here on the Fast Chat, Ron, and then I'll hand it back to you, Larry, and that is Everett is asking, wait a minute, where did it go? I'm sorry. Somebody was asking, oh, Michael. Michael is asking, does ascension occur when the Earth spirit is at 100%? So if you could just comment about that, Ron.
Well, that's a good question. I would say when the Earth spirit's at 100%, then it has the opportunity to do the ascension, yes, okay? It has to be fully to do that. I think it's doing pretty well right now. Remember, the aliens are still here, so the aliens need to get extricated. So the alien underground tunnels and everything was brought into pure light. Then the Earth spirit is ready for ascension. Now, are the other planets in the universe of light ready for ascension? You say, I don't know about that one. So everything ascends at the same time. Nothing can go before or after anyone else, so everything gets turned off instantly. So they could be waiting around for something else. Maybe they're waiting for the Earth spirit here. I don't know. You know. I'm getting, you know, I like asked for my walking papers like about a week ago to get out of here. So that's where I am. I want to sound too negative.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, what I'm doing here is great. I love doing it. But the people are not catching on, and I should be reaching millions instead of hundreds, okay? So that's the way I look at it, and or even billions right now. So what I'm doing is great, but the people here are just too dense. And I feel like I'm long overdue of being here. I already opted once to come back. That was about 3 years ago, I think, thereabouts. But anyway, that's where I am with this whole process, and the people are not waking up. There's too much mind control here. But so, you know, my main thing was to initially help, like I always said, help the Earth spirit so it can do the ascension, and the people are basically secondary. And I'm here to help everyone here who wishes to come online to do this stuff and to understand about ascension. But the main thing is that the Earth spirit is very, very large, and it's lost to the darkness. So I'm here to help the Earth spirit in its ascension process. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, thank you for not leaving, Ron. So, Larry, I'll pass it over to you. We have 5 or 6 or 7 or so minutes left, so did you have any more questions?
Yes, my last question was, can we get a healing for the memory?
Okay, we'll see what we can do here. So let's take out a clone timeline that deals with memory. So here we go. Memory timeline clones, here we go. 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I'll go up to 20, 11, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And there we'll stop right there. And I'll bring in what I can bring in that left you because we're already getting in place now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's kind of a quick sample, but you could have, you know, maybe 200 clones. So I'll just see if that helps you. Anybody felt their body jerk during this process, and that's because you felt the clones leave you. Normally you feel them leave from your feet going out of the top of your head, and that's just the way it works. But I'll be doing some more samples when I get the clearing up for clones. I'm not going to do any major ones where I have to clean out maybe... 80 to 100 clones out of people as a sample. I'll be doing that when I get the healing actually on the website. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, I felt that in my heart muscle, not my heart chakra, but my heart muscle when you did that. That's where I felt that heat in my heart muscle in the front. Okay, So, Larry, are you all questioned out there, or do you have anything else before we close out here?
No, that's all I have. Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that, and thanks, Ron.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks so much for coming on as a sponsor, Larry.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. So, let's see, Ron, do you want to take a couple of questions from the fast chat? I'm just scanning that now.
So the basic theme tonight is self-empowerment, so I'll just ask all of you, how self-empowered are you now? You know, how do you feel? You know, does this information help you? Because it's all self-empowerment. And, you know, you need to realize that you need to have your body, you must have your body here. And whatever's in the way of that, if you choose to have an ascension, with or without your body, you still have to have your spirit here and or your body being real. And that's the whole process. So that's the self-empowerment for tonight is to do that. You know, you need to get these things out, have your clearings to become more whole. You know, if you did the basic ones, the mental, the emotional, and then maybe get into the sensory body, do the grid line clearing. All these help to take away the clone energies that are attaching to your skeleton system. And once you have that done, then you start feeling better. And so that's the whole process. So I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie. We have maybe probably 3-4 minutes left, I think.
Okay, sure. So I'll just mention for everybody. So Larry just sponsored a show, and if you're interested in doing that, as you can see, it's a way to get the burning questions that you yourself have answered and to talk about with Ron. It costs $60, which is what Ron pays every time we have a show. Ron is paying for us to be able to listen to him and ask questions and for all the free samples he does for us on the shows. So if you'd like to make a donation any time that you have felt that these samples help you, and of course they all help us every time he does them, you can just go onto his website. And if you're new and not familiar with it, it's Creation Lightship, LIGHTSHIP, creationlightship.com, and you can make a donation through PayPal on there. And if you'd like to sponsor a show, send Ron an email. His usual one is down right now, as he was mentioning at the top of the show, but you can email him at healing@creationlightship.com, and you can sponsor a show Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday, any of those days. And let's see, what else? I'm just scanning for questions here. I'm not sure if we have too much time to bring anything else up. Well, Ed has a quick question. Ron, he's asking, does each planet have a Ron on it helping with this process? Do you know?
Imagine there's something there to communicate to the energies there that ascension time is here. Although normally the spirits would probably not be in darkness and it wouldn't make any difference to them, only because they're not dealing with duality. So they automatically have a choice to move in and out of where they wish to go to with other planets and have their own creations. Here you're just kind of stuck in a body each time. So that's
right.
As far as going into other life forms, I would imagine maybe quite a ways back, you could have probably been in a rock or something, you know. But right now, all the humans are, people here are typically in this, these last 100,000 years or so, spirits that are living have chose to have bodies here. But there's no reason why you couldn't have been here a long, long time ago, maybe with a different earth spirit and been a different life form. Maybe you were a tree or something. Maybe in this lifetime you might like trees or rocks or something or water. And that could very possibly be because you have the remembrance, maybe, of that light energy before the darkness took this place over. Right now we're just working with your body and your spirit to get whole and complete because the dark side is stealing you. Just watch the movie District 9. No, Number 9, excuse me, Number 9. And you get an idea of what's happening.
So I don't know if we have a couple of minutes left or not, Ron. I have 57 on my computer, and I know we came on a little late, so I'll just add real quick for those of you who are newer and have met Ron recently, if you'd like to get your feet wet up on the Lightship Saturday nights program on BBS on Station 2, which is at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, we go up to the Lightship. Ron takes us up for about 10 or 15 minutes at the beginning of the show. And we have a variety of different kinds of healings that take place. And then Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Ron has one-hour conference calls at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, so 8:30 Eastern. For 1 hour, it's a telephone conference line that you call in on. They're $20, and you can have an hour on the Lightship. And those of you who are seers will have a particularly amazing experience. I never see anything myself, but I have a lot of activity that I feel going on in my body when various energies are released and healings occur. So that's another way to just, you know, dip a toe into this and see how it affects you. And also there are many free healings on the website, creationlightship.com. If you go onto the homepage and go down the navigation bar on the left, there's a drop-down tab there that you hit, one for recommended healings, which are the big main ones that you should start with, and then one for free healings. So try some free healings and see what you feel, and then once you realize the amount of stuff that is in us that needs to be released, then you can start working on the ones that that we pay for. And there are many, many, many of those. So listen to a bunch of shows, and you'll start getting a feel for what you need, because everybody kind of has slightly different stuff going on. Obviously, we have a lot of overlapping things that we all need to do, like the whole life emotional clearing that Ron recommends as the way we all begin with the clearings, and then go from there. So I have just about 8 o'clock, Ron, here on the West Coast, so I'm thinking we should probably say goodnight to everybody.
Hey, so thank you all for listening tonight, and we'll see you later. Blessings, and bring some peace energy into the light being. We're signing off now. So thank you, Larry. Thank you, Carrie. See you later,
thank
everybody.
You. Thanks,
stay
Larry.
Heart-centered.
Thank you very much.